Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my good friend Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about isolated dots that we cannot connect, and yet the arrests of a Tajikistan man in the United States by the FBI in three major cities, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and reports in the Long War Journal of major figures in Al-Qaeda resident in Iran. At the same time, Al-Qaeda advertising that its training camps are open for business for jihadists in Afghanistan. And then the dot about the Tajiks attacking the Russian theater in the springtime, Tajik shooters. And the question of the Tajiks being identified with ISIS and how ISIS has heretofore done the behest of Al-Qaeda. I note Al-Qaeda was said to be involved in the attack at the Karzai Airport in the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. All of this adds up to no particular connection, and yet I asked Bill then in the course of our conversation, all these random events that may be connected, maybe leading to an attack transnationally, may be in Europe, maybe in the United States. I asked Bill, Al-Qaeda, it's been quiet for a while since the death of Zawahiri. Why? And Bill has a very careful answer, reminding us about proportion. It's Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Much more on this later tonight. Thank you.
Centrally, Al-Qaeda Central, or its global, or its, you know, its central network, is focused on building up that infrastructure inside of Iran, supporting the Taliban, as well as supporting groups like the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan. So I believe Al-Qaeda is more of in a consolidation phase, but we have to look at the history of Al-Qaeda. What happens here, John, is a lot of analysts and U.S. intelligence officials, they see a lack of action to mean that the group is moribund or defunct or decimated, defeated, degraded, things like that. But I always remind people that between the first world attack on the World Trade Center and the attack, that was in 1993, and the attack on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, there was a 5-year lag between Al-Qaeda operations. Al-Qaeda is patient. It operates in time frames of decades and generations. We just tend to judge these terror groups by what they've done today or what they might do tomorrow. And I think the more dangerous organizations like Al-Qaeda are more patient.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.